Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa, Eddie, Mark, Dante from Van Warmer Resorts, Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Baja's East Cape. Talking fishing, talking Fred Hall, Del Mar. A lot of fun today.
You're not kidding, man. What a great show Del Mar has been this year.
Yeah.
I mean, as it is every year, but, man, they just... Every time Bart pulls out all the stops and Mike and Tim and the whole crew, it's just been such a great, great time. Well packed. There's so much stuff going on.
Trout are biting.
So many good deals. There's so many activities and dogs and lumberjacks and killer food. And yep. The Del Mar show is just such a fun time. And I love it so much. It's such a different show than Long Beach. And especially for us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, like you get the time to talk to people about the
Absolutely.
Year. Long Beach is so crazy, and I hate to say it, Long Beach, as far as us, like in the tackle shop booth, we have killer deals and great opportunities by tackle, but we kind of just turn into tellers and money takers,
yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean? A guy has to find the killer deal and then hand it to you, and you ring them up in the cash register.
Yeah.
That's not our style. You know, Fisherman's Landing, like, they come in and they want to talk about tackle and get outfitted correctly. I'm going on a trip to... On a 5-day on the Shogun, I'm going to Guadalupe, and I need a new rod. Well, let's pull on every rod from every manufacturer and figure out what you like and what you're comfortable. And you can't do that at Long Beach. Del Mar, we get to showcase what we do at our tackle store.
And that's
I love
you,
it.
Like, with you guys in the Van Warmer Resorts booth, you have time to talk people, to book people,
yeah,
and do all that.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
People got a lot of questions about East Cape, people who have never been before,
yeah,
people who want to know what's the difference between this or that. And so we get a lot of time to sit down and talk to them about it. And it's a great opportunity to do that.
Yeah, definitely.
And book some trips at a discount, because we offer show specials that only are offered at shows.
Oh,
so when they come
okay
up to the booth, if they book right there at the show, they can save some money.
So if they come to you today or tomorrow.
Exactly, yeah.
They'll
save some money.
Save some money.
And even on the Let's Talk Hookup trip.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, there you go. So book one of those spots that's not going to last for long.
Or 2019. We're booking for 2019.
Yeah, get in on 2019. All right. Well, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It's time for our fish report. This fishdope.com report today is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your trip. It'll help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. And with all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection. Get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Takas Tackle, and the Longfin, and... go to the Del Mar show and get a discount on a Sato Crimp Kit, which never happens, period.
Wow.
It's the best connection method for a reason. They never go on sale, and they're on a significant discount at the Del Mar show.
Really? At the Fisherman's Landing Tackle?
I think we have one pro kit left and two starter kits left, and that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. So
you better grab them today.
If you're in the market for a Sato Crimp Kit, get it, because they're on a significant discount. They don't normally go on sale, and we only have a couple left.
There you go. All right, Mark Wish. Pacific Edge, what's up for the fishdope.com report?
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Pete, Rick, and guests there. Well, we got the first official weekend of spring, and it's been a little wintry for sure.
Yeah.
As a consequence, made for kind of a tough week of fishing, but we did scrape up a few reports. At Catalina, squid got a little tough, you know. Some of it's weather, some of it's just the fact of standing out a little bit. But there's a little bit to catch. Probably your best bet would be in the isthmus there, and it's a lot nicer weather. Fishing in the isthmus, they're kind of calm, been very lumpy around the back. In between the weather, it's been a sprinkle of sea bass a little bit, backside east and backside west, both, including some pretty nice sized ones. But take your seasick pills, guys. It's definitely kind of choppy. Thank God for the cod fishing, though. They're saving the few trips they've been getting out. Lobster season is closed now, guys. Finished wall for the more knowledgeable hoopers. I saw some pictures yesterday of some nice big Long Beach Harbor fish, man. There's some good ones in the harbor here. But send in your lobster cards, guys, so you don't get fined for next season. And no meaningful reports from Nick, Santa Barbara, or San Clemente Island. too much weather on the outside there. Along the coast, same tough conditions. You know, we were out last Sunday checking some of those little wrecks I like to fish with, those big lingcods we usually get at this time of year. Had a big lump coming down from the northwest, southeast wind going up into it, current roaring straight into the swell. Oh, man, it was gaggy. No lingcod, so wasn't one of my favorite days on the water. Offshore, a little bit out of the area here, but, you know, interestingly enough, one of the long-range boats coming back up into that lower bluefin zone there, they found them big ones again. They had fished 200 pounds, and, it's not like right in our backyard, but it's not that far away for this time of year. Then that little warm spot is still sitting there. And interestingly enough, had another report of bluefin from below the east end of Catalina. That stuff's been here like all winter. And I think as soon as we get our upcoming break in the weather and conditions straighten out, which it looks like they're going through this week, it's going to be interesting to see if that stuff floats up a little bit and gets catchable. So this particular weekend, I think it's a good weekend to go check out the show there. It's going to be breezy, choppy offshore, and definitely a good time for showtime.
Perfect show weather.
Right?
Perfect
Why not come to the show and hang out?
Yeah, and indeed, fishdope.com is there. You can get a special discount, $20 off a new membership. Just go up to them, tell them, hook up now.
Yeah.
$20 off a new membership to fishdope.com at the BD Outdoors booth, fishdope.com booth. And come and check out the one and only Dave Hansen, who is a big fishdope.com reporter like Mark Wish is, has all the information. His I don't know what to call it, dog and pony show, his seminar is quite exciting.
He's a ball of energy.
You know, I watched him in Long Beach. It's actually kind of jaw-dropping.
Yeah, that would be a good description for it. Yeah, for sure. So many seminars.
Bring a helmet and a seatbelt.
Yeah, for sure. And if we want to find you, Mark, how do we do that?
We're in the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. Phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. Website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And you guys enjoy the show.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll figure out something for next week.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Well, let's continue on other Catchport. Head on down to San Diego and over to C4th Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Great.
Great.
Enjoying the Del Mar show?
It's a great time, man. I love the Del Mar show.
Yeah.
A little less of a drive for you. Yeah, I get to sleep in your own bed.
And you have a lot of the legends of C4th right there in the C4th Sport Fishing booth, which is right behind the Let's Talk Hookup booth.
Absolutely. And I'm sure there's no shenanigans going on at all either.
No.
Never.
The one and only Jim Hughes is there. Rambo. He's been there every day. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Rambo keeps the peace there.
Yeah, he does.
Nobody messes around when Jim's there. Yeah.
Exactly. That's how he earned his nickname.
Indeed. So what's going on at C4th?
Besides a little weather coming through this weekend here and there, very good fishing on the half day, so a lot of good bottom fishing on there. San Diego struggled a bit to get out there, like I said, with that weather kind of putting people off. And like I said, I think we've gotten kind of spoiled, you know, they're not catching much of yellowtail. I don't want to go in the three-quarter day. But they've had some very good fishing on there, a little bit of yellowtail. So there's a lot of fish down there moving around pretty quick, so they're kind of hard to get a hold of. But as we know from past experience, that could change at any time there. So definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. Have our half days up there, those full days on the San Diego, catching bottom fish and a little bit of yellowtail here and there. We have some of those longer trips going out, the one days, day and a half. Boats are starting to put up schedules here and there for some of those longer trips. So definitely check that out, c4thlanding.com. You can always give us a call down at the office here, 619-224-3383. Definitely stop by, visit us in person, pick up a Rock Cutter Rick Rexrito before you head up to the show.
Sounds good to me, man. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, caught her biting.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Marcos, appreciate that very much. And go see the guys at the C4th booth today and tomorrow at the Del Mar Show, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, Marcos. Sport Fishing Financial, our neighbor at the Del Mar Show, Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Eddie and Mark, how you doing?
Hey, Rick, how's it going, bud?
Good. How's it going, Rick?
Okay, well, report again starting down at Mag Bay with Bob Hoyt down there. He said inshore the white sea bass have showed up in good numbers, expecting grouper fishing to get going just right around the corner. Guy was in the bay doing some fly fishing for very good results with up to 15 different species, too many to mention, jacks, halibut, everything you can imagine in between. Whale watching this season was fantastic, starting to wind down and come to an end. Bob down there said he had his clients with close encounters, every one of them close encounters with whales throughout the season. So if you're interested in that next year, that's always a good time to get into some of that and some of the bay fishing in a combination down at Mag Bay. up on the other side of Mulahay, Bahia, Concepcion. Nathan over there at Playa Ventura says the whale sharks have moved into the bay in good numbers. Big roosters haven't showed up. We keep expecting them any day now. The snapper are all over the bottom with some yellowtail on the outside. And then Jeff over at Cedra says the yellowtail are back up and attacking the trolled Rapalas. Halibut fishing continues steady on the beaches. And the calico are back on the chew with an average of about 40 fish per day for the guys there on the hard baits. Nothing too much in the northern central area. No reports San Quintin, Ensenada, Bay of L.A., but up further north in the Sea of Cortez, up at Gonzaga Bay area, Juan, with San Quintin Bay fishing. San Quintin Bay sports fishing is still up in the area. Reported that the Cabrilla had slowed a little bit, but the Corvina fishing was full speed, good fishing for snapper, or smaller yellowtail, a couple snapper around, and some Sierra. And they also were able to target some of those bigger Gulf grouper this last week. So looks like the weather and everything has been real nice in the north and in the south, and in the middle there they caught a little weather, but things are on the improve every week here coming into springtime.
Indeed. And Sport Fishing Financial, stop by and say hi to Rick at the Del Mar Show. Talk finances, talk fishing. Rick, you have helped so many of our listeners, and many of them coming by the booth and just saying thank you very much. It's turbulent times right now, especially the last 2 days,
yeah,
right? And you need to have a guy like Rick that knows where to put you and keep your money safe.
Yeah, keep it steady and tranquilo and go fishing.
So, there you go.
When you're there, if you have a chance, certainly stop by CCA, get into your membership there, take a look. We've got a coupon in there, so if you're interested in talking to me and want to talk about doing some business, we'd pay to join CCA first. So hope to see you at the show today.
There you go. And also, I might add, too, thank you very much for sponsoring our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular. $500 cash for the largest Wahoo or Dorado in that tournament. So pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm starting to have more and more friends from our area up here join in on the show. So we'll have more and more guests coming down and bigger chances for maybe even increasing some of those prizes as the crowds grow. So
and you'll be there.
Absolutely. Each time. I always enjoy getting down there and seeing everybody. And like you guys are talking about at the show, the differences between being kind of remote at the ranch and getting into the bigger, growing, nicer amenities that keep showing up in Los Barriles, it's a great combination in one fishing zone.
Yeah, the big city of Los Barriles.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You're in the metropolis.
Yeah,
for sure. Hey, Rick, thanks a lot. We'll see you at the Del Mar Show.
Okay, guys. See you there.
See you, Rick.
All right, very good. If you want to get through, have a chance to win the Kipahulu, the great sunglasses from our friends at Maui Jim Sunglasses. Get on through right now. There's a chance. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Chuck? He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks for joining us, Chuck.
Morning, guys. Morning. I'm sitting here with my cup of coffee envying you guys.
Yeah.
Did you guys stock up on your shirts for the show?
We do, yeah. You know, we have our Let's Talk Hookup T-shirts and hats. We have some new hats.
Yeah, the hats look really good.
Yeah, they came out great. Yeah, Ron Bidnick, our guy from Ron's Logos, does a great job with those hats.
Nice. But yeah, I'm going to be down there to see you guys.
We have maybe a handful of our Let's Talk Hookup AFCO travel shirts that regularly $55 on sale for $25.
I love the AFCO shirts. Look,
yeah,
real nice.
They're awesome.
That's the one.
We only have a handful.
Large.
We only have a handful. We had a few larges left, so if you get there early today, you may be able to grab one.
Okay. I get a question for the guys. Is it cost effective to bring my gear, or do you guys have gear on the boat?
You know, I always tell people, a lot of people they spend a lot of money on gear, and if you want to bring it, bring it. But honestly, you know, we have gear on the boat. It's there. So you really don't need to. And Mark can tell you, you know, especially if you're going to hire Mark to go out with you, he's got all the top notch gear, and it's probably worth it just to take his gear out. But yeah, the boats are all equipped with gear. And, so it's really up to you if you want to bring your stuff. Cause like I said, I talked to a lot of people who spend a lot of money on gear and they want to use it.
And, you know, with the prices of luggage going up, you know, check luggage, rod tubes, all of that, you know, it's in some cases really not cost effective. If you're hardcore and you really want to do it, I recommend bringing down all your bait sticks. So you're going to have your 7-foot rods ranging from, you know, your 30-pound outfits all the way up to 60. all the trolling gear, I mean, obviously you just really don't need to bring it down. So you're going to have a pitch bait rod. You're going to have a couple of 30s, a couple of 40s, and you should be good for, you know, for three guys.
Now, here's the other option, too, that I've done many times is I bring my reels down.
Sure.
And then I rent the rods from Anibal, and that's doable, right?
Sure,
that way you don't have to bring a rod tube.
Yeah. You know, and I tell people, you know, if you're going to bring anything, maybe bring a spinning rod down with you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have the two-piece or the three-piece that you can just easily just take with you, and that's something that's easy to do. Maybe bring some hooks, you know, and give them to the captains. They always like that kind of stuff. You know, bring some packs of hooks or some lures that you can just leave down there.
Yeah.
And it goes a long way, you know, besides the tips, because a lot of times, you know, they can't buy stuff like that down there. So that stuff kind of goes a long way, and people always are calling me. Guys who come down regularly, they go, hey, can you talk to my captain and see what he needs, because I want to bring him down something, because they know that stuff goes a long way.
That's the one of the things, though, that I think that, you know, the value in having a guy like Mark kind of set the fishing side of your trip up, the value starts to really pay for itself, because, you know, if you're bringing six outfits down, you're probably going to take every one of them to the tackle shop and load them with new line. You're going to buy a floral.
Exactly.
Like, if you're preparing to, you know, do your tackle on your big Palma State Cortez trip, you're probably going to spend a couple $100 at the tackle store, one, getting everything ready to go down there. You're probably going to spend another couple $100 in baggage fee for your rod tubes and all in your extra reel bag and everything else. You start to apply that towards the value of having Mark take care of your trip. It cuts the cost in half or lesser.
Yeah, and that's one thing that, you know, we're a Shimano shop, so we have all Tiagras, Talicas, Saragossas, so it's all top line CalStar, custom, you know, Seeker and CalStars. But not only that, all the surf gear, so we have everything from 9-foot, you know, light tackle surf rods all the way up to the big 12-foot bombers, you know, throwing big poppers for the big roosters. So
sweet.
It is what I recommend, though, is to definitely come down and have a guide, you know, show you the ropes, show you the fishery. I have one client from Montana. He asked me for a tackle list of everything that I offer. And within 2 years, he bought everything, trolling gear, all the bait sticks, everything. And I think it came out to like something like $6,500 worth of gear. But he was hardcore. And you know, he sent me lures to rig up for him. And I said, sure, no problem. He sent me 32 lures.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, I can do, you know, 10 for you, but this is getting ridiculous. But it was $2,000 worth of lures. You know, a tackle adds up.
Oh, man.
When it comes to, especially, you know, the big game gear, it's, you know, when you're trolling 100-pound gear, you know, heavy, you know, trolling tackle, it's not cheap.
You're saying music to Ricky's ear right now.
Send that guy my car, dog. Yeah. I'll rig up 32 lures, no problem.
Yeah, hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Let's talk to Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Good morning, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. You guys are speaking my language there. Shimano's, big gear, flying down, getting prepared for a trip. Man. Making me think of Mazatlan, Pete.
Oh, yeah, Mazatlan. And boy, is that Royal Star sprucing up right now. You're doing your maintenance, and you are putting some stuff into that beautiful Royal Star right now.
That's exactly what's going on. We've been off the grid here for the last busy doing our annual maintenance. We got about 35 days to take her all apart and put her back together, doing a bunch of good mechanical work, few upgrades, and upgrading the cosmetic side of the boat also. But more than anything, really getting down into the guts of it, the inner working, and making sure that she's prepped and ready to go for the upcoming season, which actually it almost begins with these Mazatlan trips coming up.
Yeah, man, I can't wait for our Let's Talk Hookup Mazatlan trip. We have two trips, 4 days, 4 days each. You fly down to Mazatlan, and here's the deal. Cheap.
Oh,
fly down to Mazatlan right now for like $150 round trip. You fly in the 8 a.m. flight. You get there at like 12:30, and then you get down to the Royal Star. Get right on the Royal Star. You go fishing for 4 days, catch giant yellowfin tuna, and then you get off the Royal Star in the morning, 12:30 flight. You're back home in Tijuana, San Diego area by 5 o'clock that afternoon. How about that, huh, Tim?
Exactly. You can make a quick jump like that if that's all the time that one can allot. Or, as we've been encouraging anglers to do, we really want them to take advantage of Mazatlan being such a beautiful place.
It
and
totally.
That, I mean, the El Cid Resort and Marina, my gosh, can you know, come on. Oh. Why wouldn't a guy want to put an extra day there, right? You know?
Exactly.
But no doubt about it, for
yeah,
sure.
Whoever, you know, however the time works out, you know, whether someone can put in a few extra days or maybe even bring the wife down and have her stay while you go out fishing, it's just a, you know, it's a great opportunity. The whole thing, the idea of it was to set a trip up to give, to provide anglers an opportunity at a giant yellowfin tuna without the huge time commitment of one of the longer trips that we run out of San Diego or out of Cabo San Lucas. Those trips are great, of course, but, you know, more than anything, Pete, you and I talk about it all the time, Ricky, it's for most anglers, it's a matter of time. You know, life is compressed at today's pace. So if we can get down there and get our anglers in the driver's seat, a shot at a big yellowfin with 3 or 4 days to work with, my gosh, what a great opportunity. I'm really excited about it.
I'm pumped up for that trip.
I got to say, too, there are options of doing that in short time, but what the difference is you get to be on the platform of the Royal Star.
Yeah.
You get the bait, you get the experience of the crew, you get the food, you get all the experience that normally is on a 15-day trip, and you get the experience of, you know, who are virtually the best in the business at doing big fish fishing. I mean, that's what really sets this opportunity apart from so many others.
No doubt. And here's the deal. On our trip, the Thursday through Monday, so it's over a weekend. So basically, you fly down Thursday, you fly back Monday. If you're a Monday through Friday guy, you miss 3 days of work, and you go fishing for giant yellowfin tuna in one of the best places in the world to go catch them. There's spots available on that trip to go fishing with me, and there's one spot available on the trip that follows that, which is the Monday through Friday trip, the 14th through the 18th. So if you want to go on the Royal Star, take advantage of one of those incredible trips that they're doing this year and, of course, next year, too. Take advantage of great airfares. Go on the Royal Star website, royalstarsportfishing.com. Book one of those trips. Go fishing with me on Thursday, May 10th. And Tim, you're running the trips, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm going to be there for both of them. And, you know, Rick, you really hit the nail right on the head. You know, the big advantage that we see is that we're bringing Royal Star. I mean, it's just an incredible platform in all the years of experience the crew has at targeting giant yellowfin tuna. It's not a new fishery down there to us. We actually, in the 90s and early 2000s, we fished down in that zone for yellowfin tuna. And you know, offshore fishing. We've got plenty of practice doing that. So the big deal is that we're bringing Royal Star and employing all of our years of knowledge and techniques and just that incredible fishing platform down to it to a new area. And we're going to run out of somewhere new. And I'm really excited about it. It's something that we haven't done for a while. You know, we broke a lot of ground going down to Panama. We ran out of Montanillo. We ran out of Zihuatanejo. So this is a new place for us to go explore, discover, and I can't encourage anglers enough to jump on, give it a try, come fishing with Pete and I.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, RoyalStarSportFishing.com has all the information, a complete detailed page about the Mazatlan trips, and then you can book right online on there. Captain Tim Ekstrom, good luck, and we're going fishing soon.
Guys, thanks. Good morning to you.
All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
They are packed solid. How about this time we talk to Mo, calling us from Vista this morning. Hi, Mo. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how's it going over there? Hey,
what's up, Mo?
I just bought one of those Evo 3s. Did you ever buy the chart that fishes Mexico and along our coast?
Yeah, the Simrad.
With the standard chart?
The Simrad Evo 3, yeah. No, I bought the Navionics chart, and it gives much more detail. But the chart that's included with the Evo 3 is also incredible. The other thing I like about that Simrad Evo 3 is you can update everything right. You don't need a card to update. It's
that's
all
cool.
Wireless. And so you can just hook it. Like what I do is I put the wireless hub on my phone and update my everything right on my boat, right there. I don't need to download a chart or anything like that. Download a card, put a card in. That Evo 3, the screen is so much clearer and just everything about it is so easy to use.
I'll say, I mean, Pete, obviously you nailed it. I mean, there's nothing like the best there is, but, you know, us being cheaper, just not, you know, not advancing ours. We've just got the standard chart in ours. I love it. I'm blown away. Yeah. Let's put it this way. I'm blown away at how good the bone stock regular chart is. I can't imagine it being better than that, but clearly it is.
For sure.
Okay, so it's well worth getting the other charts in.
I like it. I like a little more detail and a little more contour detail, but the standard chart is very good. You know, what I would do, if you come to the show today, go see the guys at Johnson Hicks Marine.
Yeah, there you go.
Talk to Joe, and Scott's going to be there too. Scott Nagel from Simrad Lawrence is going to be there. Talk to those guys. Ask them about adding on the chart. But I got to say something about Johnson Hicks and their amazing display at the Del Mar show. If you're in the market for electronics right now, come to the show today and tomorrow and go see Joe and his gang there at Johnson Hicks Marine. At the show today, they've got an amazing display of all kinds, not only Simrad, but all kinds of great equipment there. You can side-by-side compare. You can talk to the expert. Scott from Simrad's going to be there. You can talk right to the Simrad guy today. And Johnson Hicks has some amazing deals going on today.
I know Doug went for it.
And tomorrow.
Doug said exactly that. You know, you talked about the compare and contrast and pulled the trigger and got a brand new Evo 3 Simrad 12-inch display. I mean, it's so cool that you get that opportunity to, you know, push all the buttons and, you know, figure out exactly what you want at the show with Johnson Hicks. And
yeah.
I mean, he did the exact same thing, bought a brand new Evo 3 12-inch multifunction display, and I just don't think that there's a better piece of electronics out there than that.
No doubt about it. So and today and tomorrow is a great opportunity to talk right to the guys and get deals on them. And again, I can't say enough about the guys from Johnson Hicks. Probably some of the best electronic guys. No, not probably. The best electronic guys I've ever dealt with. Just straightforward, honest, and really knowledgeable, too. So check them out for sure, Bo. Come on down to the show. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We have an open phone line. Been a very busy morning. If you want a shot to get through, 877-792-1090. Also, one available at 858-457-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
When it comes to marine electronics, there are just two names you need to know. Johnson Hicks. You have seen their amazing display of all the top manufacturers of marine electronics at the Fret Hall shows. Fact is, Johnson Hicks is a factory certified dealer for all the finest brands for your boat, like Simrad. Check out the new Simrad NSS Evo 3. Navigate, take control, and enjoy an unprecedented level of built-in functionality with Simrad NSS Evo 3. SolarMax HD display technology offers exceptional clarity. Combined with an all-weather touchscreen, fish easier with Simrad Dual Channel Chirp. Johnson Hicks Marine Electronics has the full lineup of Simrad electronics, as well as all the other top names, displayed at this year's Fret Hall shows. No one matches Johnson Hicks for selection and quality in marine electronics. For the best product, the finest service, and the lowest price possible, remember the name in marine electronics, Johnson Hicks. See them at the Fret Hall show or on the web at johnsonhicksmarine.com. In 1971, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line. This game changer brought fish catching advantages to anglers everywhere, with less visibility underwater, better knot and tensile strength, and superior abrasion resistance. Today, Seaguar is the number one brand of fluorocarbon because of its proven performance. So no matter the fishing conditions, you can count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material. Fluoro Premier, the original blue label, and the stealthy pink label to help you catch more fish.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran Captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed, just heard a spot from Rosie, Cedro Sport Fishing. She'll be our guest tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. right here. And they are giving away quite the deal tomorrow.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Half price on a trip for this year, which means the $2,200 trip's only going to cost you
$1,000. You know, like it's crazy. Saying, like,
they're giving away $1,000 tomorrow.
How cool is that?
What they're doing. So one lucky caller is going to have that, and they'll have other special things, too. So tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., tune in. Let's Talk Hookup, Tuck, and Cedro Sport Fishing. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. We have some very patient callers on our line, like Joe, who's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Joe, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hi, Joe. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hi, guys. Good morning. I have a question about the resort. I've got two college-age daughters and who like to fish but also like to relax by the pool. Tell me, what's the difference between Cabo today versus the resort?
Very good.
I'm tired of the cruise ships.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
World, that's the difference.
Yeah, it's a totally laid-back, you know, atmosphere at Palmas de Cortez. We don't have, you know, like all the beach vendors like they have in Cabo and, you know, the hustle and bustle and the bars and all that. You know, we have a little bit of nightlife, but nowhere near what Cabo has. And, you know, you got a great day spa right there at the resort. They actually have this new masseuse that's right at the pool bar, so you can just sit in one of those massage chairs while you're sipping on a piña colada, getting a massage on your back. And then they also have this have you guys seen those little fish that eat the dead skin off your feet?
No.
Yeah.
They it's big in Thailand, and now they have it at Palmas de Cortez, so you can get that. And so, you know, and like I said earlier, you know, we got the great activity center, so they can do a lot of people that go in the morning and they take the stand up paddle boards, and you know, the Sea of Cortez is so calm, so you can just go out there and do some paddle boarding and you know, just relax by the beautiful swim up pool bar. And then and when the boats come in, you're just looking at the infinity edge, looking out at the Sea of Cortez while you're sitting in the pool watching the boats come in. And so, you know, I honestly think that if you're going to come down, they're going to love it down there, and they're really going to enjoy themselves at Palmas de Cortez. I would definitely steer you towards Palmas de Cortez if you're going to bring your two daughters down. And I think, you know, you're going to enjoy the fishing, and you're also going to have a great time at the resort.
Now, Playa del Sol is pretty awesome, too.
Oh, yeah.
A little quieter.
For sure.
But with the new rooms and the whole, they have that great Palapa bar, the nice restaurant and stuff, and it's right next door.
Right next door, 300 yards. You know, if you, wherever you stay, you can walk over to the other and check it out. So, you know, that way you're in your next trip, you might say, hey, this looks a little better for us. So it really depends on you. You know, I think each resort is a little different. You know, one's got 60 rooms, one's got 29 rooms, so it's about half the size. So it's a little quieter. So a lot of people who want that peace and quiet, and they don't want the big groups.
But you're still in the town.
And you're in town.
You can walk right across the street and go to several restaurants and different places.
And just the sheer numbers, you know, the sheer numbers of people compared, you know, just the Cabo corridor is almost 90,000 people now compared to 5,000 people in Los Barriles. So you're just not going to have that tourist element, you know, that tourist just pack that come off those planes. Yeah. It's crazy. We're like so glad to be going north.
That, man.
You know? When you fly into the Cabo airport, which is now the second busiest airport in the country, you see all these people are there. 99.9% of those people are turning right and going to Cabo.
Right, exactly.
And that 1% that really know their
stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Turning left.
Going left, baby.
Yeah,
you know, Shannon and I, my wife and I, when we used to go down, when we used to fly down, we used to land and we used to go to Cabo for a couple of days just to, you know, go to the bar scene and stuff, and then we'd head north. Not anymore.
No way.
We cut that whole part out and we just were like, you know what, we'll go there. Now that we live down there, only reason we go into Cabo is to go to Costco, to Walmart, Home Depot for things for the house, and then we're out of there.
And that's a nice thing about it, too, is if you want to go to Costco, you want to go load up, you're going to be there for a week, you rent a condo, you want to go to Sam's Club or Costco, it's all there. You can load up your food.
A lot of guys do that. They go into Cabo, they do some shopping, and you know, a lot of times, too, they'll do excursions to Cabo. So if, let's say, the guys are going fishing and the girls want to do some shopping, they can go into a van, and we'll take them down to Cabo, do some shopping. The driver will stay with them. They'll
That's
do their
cool.
shopping. They'll see what they want to see down in Cabo, and then they head back up, and they'll be back before the boats get back.
Yeah.
Or La Paz, too. I mean, it's beautiful.
City,
you know, the boardwalk there, the Malecón, is absolutely beautiful. Great seafood, great shopping.
Totally different feel than Cabo.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and that's the East Cape. I always tell my clients, they call it the other Cabo, but I call it the anti-Cabo. It's the exact opposite of Cabo San Lucas.
All right, let's talk about culinary for a second. Dante, if you want to go on a little culinary tour in southern Baja there, where would you take somebody? Where are you going to go?
In Los Barriles?
Well, let's talk about, let's say a day excursion. Let's say the girls are going to go.
You have the option of Cabo.
Yeah,
you have going the option
to Cabo,
of Paz.
Going to
you have Paz. The option of...
What do you think? Where would you take them? Any ideas?
Well,
or
I have
you
a...
just stay in Los Barriles.
Well, that, and I have a couple of places nice that are in La Paz. To save my life for the name of this, a restaurant, and I forgot about it, and I found out last time I was there, and it was pretty good. Maybe Mark knows that Italian restaurant that we had that meals.
Oh, yeah.
Right off.
Okay, let's talk about Los Barriles, something you're more familiar with.
Bayview does pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
that's right at Palmas de Cortez.
Right at Palmas. And
you have a second favorite?
I would say Smokies.
Smokies.
The Smokies.
They have very good food there.
Yeah.
And they have the games.
You've got a good variety of food.
Cold beer.
Cold beer. TVs are going left and right. I mean,
yeah.
You know, one of my favorite spots, Pete, if you want to go take a tour to San Jose del Cabo, which is where the airport town is, it's about 40 minutes before you from Los Barriles.
Yeah.
There's a place called... Flora Farms.
Oh, Flora Farms is fabulous.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
unbelievable.
All organic. And, you know, when you're driving to get there, you're going through the desert, these dirt roads, and you're like, where am I going? Then all of a sudden you land in this oasis, and it's just beautiful. The food is phenomenal. The Van Warmers love to go there. Shannon and I go there, and it's just phenomenal. So that's a place you definitely want to remember when you go there. That's a neat place to go.
Yeah. And now another place that's not far from the airport. If you just want to go grab some lunch somewhere, that's on the opposite end of the scale of Flora Farms is a place called Carnitas Michoacan.
Mm.
It's right on the highway there. I love carnitas.
Oh, yeah,
not the best
too,
thing
buddy.
For my diet, right?
Yeah.
But this place
it
is amazing. Yeah, it's the real deal.
So my favorite place in La Paz is this place called El Sarape.
Uh-huh.
And the woman that owns the restaurant goes to all the different states in Mexico, gets the local recipes from all the states,
cool.
and then brings them back to La Paz and recreates them. But the problem is she serves them as this one giant meal. So it's just a never-ending stream of like four or five different pork dishes, all these different seafood dishes, the ceviches and everything. But it is the most unique Mexican food experience I've ever had. And then they bring
What's the name of it again?
It's called El Zarape, but it's with a Z.
Zarape.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Hey, Joe, you can sell. There's a lot of stuff to do down there. Thanks a lot for the call this morning and hanging in there, too.
Dale in Huntington, or Hermosa Beach. Excuse me, Dale's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Dale?
Morning, guys.
Morning, Dale.
Yeah, I used to go down to the East Cape quite a bit from the late 70s through the early 2000s and stayed frequently at Punta Colorado. What's the story with that hotel now?
You know, it's been closed for a while now. Once the economy kind of went south in 2008, there wasn't a whole lot of people that were going to Punta Colorado. And, then a storm came and we lost our well and we had no water there. So they had a truck. The last year we were open, they had a truck to water in daily, a couple times a day. They would truck water in, and it just became really expensive to operate. And then with the economy going south in 2008, they decided to close it. And, things have been coming back up, and they've just kind of concentrated all their efforts into making Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol the best resorts possible in the East Cape. And I think, honestly, I don't think that Punta Colorado is going to reopen, unless somebody else buys it and then reopens it as another hotel. But I honestly think that the days of Punta Colorado are over, and it's kind of sad because that was a great place, great
fishery. The original Van Warmer Resort.
Yeah. They built that from the ground up.
That's Bob. 1966. That was Bob Senior's baby right there. Yeah. And I remember when Bob was alive, man. That guy, even into his 80s, he was down there getting into digging wells and, like, Bob, slow down there, buddy. But that wasn't his style.
No, and he would go into the dining room and have breakfast with the guests and tell stories for hours upon hours. And he was great. We miss him a lot down
there. Miss that guy a lot, for sure. But his tradition continues.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And the Royals are doing a great job keeping up the tradition.
They are. Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, a couple things to talk about at the Del Mar Fred Hall Show. The Seakeeper display is great. Go by the Seakeeper display. They've got the boat in there, and they've got a demo for the Seakeeper there. So check them out there. You're interested in Seakeeper. It is a great place to educate yourself. The other thing, too, is the kayak area at Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay there. They've got the kayak seminar area. They've got all the Hobie kayaks. And you got to check out that new Hobie Compass. This is the intro kayak. That is just a super deluxe. I'm amazed at what a great job that Hobie Compass is.
That one is going to steal a lot of, people going towards other ones because it's entry-level price, but it's basically got all of the bells and whistles that you would want on the highest-end boats.
And then they have the show-up and blow-up, too, where you can have a chance to win a kayak by blowing up that I-11 inflatable at the Fastlane Kayak booth. Right across from Fastlane is, of course, Cedros Kayak Fishing. Jeff's there, and he's pretty full this year. So if you want to go kayak fishing in Cedros, go see Jeff at the show. You won't be sorry, no doubt about it.
I'm going down that road. I want to go with Jeff and Chris Minnick and the whole gang down there. I really want to go do that.
So much fun. And you can, speaking of Chris Minnick and Jeff, they're both going to be on our Islander Kayak Mothership trip.
Oh, cool.
In June. If you want to go on that trip, it's filling quickly. You can get that on our website. Letstalkhookup.com. Go to the shop page and go ahead and book on that trip.
Sounds good. Well, the phone lines are packed up. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090. Let's talk to John from Huntington Beach. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show as always.
Thank you.
Two questions. One is, if I fly into Cabo, how do I get to the resorts? Do you guys have a shuttle? Do I need to rent a car, a taxi? How would you recommend that? And then second question is, the guide service that you guys were talking about, do they have a type of boat that they use, and what's the layout on charter fishing there?
Yeah, on the transfer, it's really easy. Once you book a reservation with us, we go ahead and send you a confirmation, then we'll send you a slip. The service that we use, the taxi service, is called TT Cabo, and you'll see the attachment there. You just fill it out with your airline information.
Easy.
You send it in to us. You can email it to me or just mail it in, and then we'll set you up. They'll come to the airport. They'll have a sign there at the airport with your name on it, and you just walk up to them. They put you in the van. They drive you. They usually still stop at the store, pick up some beers for the hour drive, so that way the ride goes faster.
Much faster. And those vans are deluxe. They're beautiful.
Oh yeah, air conditioned vans, and so yeah, we can take up to I think 10 to 12 people. So if you're, but they come just for you. So if you just have two people that we're picking up, it's just you two in the van. They'll stop, they'll get you some drinks, and then in 1 hour you're up at the resort. So it's really easy. We set that up for you, and it's very inexpensive. It's a lot cheaper than renting a car. And
you can rent a car if you
can.
You want to.
The only thing is that unless you're, you know, some guys like to do some exploring. Like if you're there for a week and you're only going to fish 4 days, and then you're, hey, take the car out and do some exploring. But if you're just going to go there and do 3 days fishing and you're going to turn around, then the car's just going to sit there all day.
And it's way more economical to do taxis.
Absolutely.
Like
yeah,
for sure. Mark, what about your service?
And as for boat selection, I'm exclusive with Van Wormer Resorts. So, you know, we have a huge fleet of boats. I mean, it's 40-plus boats that are owned and operated by the Van Wormer family.
Yeah.
Out of those 40 boats, I work with a select group of about 4 or 5 boats. And speaking of Punta Colorada, a lot of these boats came up from Punta Colorada, and I've worked with them for, I mean, I knew some of these guys when they were, like, you know, pongueros in training,
cool.
And now they're cruiser captains. So, you know, I've worked with them for, you know, going on 15 years plus.
So if you go with you, it's going to be one of the proven boats.
Exactly.
Not and that they're all good.
They're all good, but there's certain boats that I really like to work like with. That. I have a certain rapport with certain crews.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way I describe it is it's sort of like being on a tournament team. You're kind of learning, you know, learning the fishery and learning the ropes on a tournament team without the pressure of a tournament. So
sure.
We all work together.
Speaking of tournaments, thanks a lot for the call this morning. There's some exciting tournaments coming up at the Van Wormer Resorts. Eddie, why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the biggest single-day Dorado tournament anywhere in the world is the Dorado Shootout. Yeah, we average about 120 teams. Last year we had 141 teams
that
participated in the Dorado Shootout. And the reason why it's so popular is, you know, it's a $500 entry fee for the whole team. You can have 4 guys on the team, and then you can enter the jackpots. We have a $200, a $300, a $500, and a $1,000 optional cash jackpot. You can win with the just catch. It's one day, Saturday, July 21st. You catch a Dorado, you're going to win a 2018 4x4 Volkswagen Amarok.
Wow.
Just for that. And then the jackpots, last year we gave away, after taxes, it was $126,000. So the guys who won...
For a $500 entry plus the...
Plus the jackpots, right. So basically, yeah. If you want to go across the board, you're talking about, what, $2,500? You're in everything, and you can walk away with a brand new $40,000 truck and $126,000 in cash. So,
jeez.
I mean, it's a bargain, and that's why it's so popular. And, you know, I know longtime listeners of yours, the Barachos, they won it
Team
2 years
Baracho,
in a row. So a little shout-out to my boys there.
Yes, indeed.
And they won it 2 years in a row. So they own two.
Anybody can win. Believe me.
Yeah.
Doubt about it.
And then a similar one to the Dorado Shootout, which is in August. It's August 25th, is the Wahoo Shootout. And, well, it's actually called the Wahoo Gold Cup. And this is going to be the second year for that. Same thing, biggest Wahoo caught on Saturday will win. And actually, this one we're giving away a Volkswagen Tiguan. It's a SUV that Volkswagen makes down there. And so the same thing, $500 entry.
And when is that?
That one's on August 25th.
Wow.
And the same optional jackpots. And that one, you know, since it's only the second year, I think the first year we had about 60 teams. But, you know, Wahoo's so popular,
everybody
wants to go down there and catch Wahoo. And since our Wahoo fishery the last 3 years has just been off the charts, it's been a great tournament. So that one is really growing. And then the last one is on October 27th. That's the Tuna Shootout.
Yeah.
Same exact thing. It's just tuna. And that one's all about money. So there's no car. We just take all that and we put it into money. And so you can win a lot of money, and we do great raffles at the award ceremony with all of our sponsors that we give away. I think it's almost like over $100,000 in donations, that stuff that we raffle off at the award ceremony. So three things, you know, Dorado, the Wahoo, or the tuna, whatever you want to go for.
And go by and see Eddie and the gang at the booth today and tomorrow at the Del Mar Show, or just go to VanWormerResorts.com. It's all described
there. It's all
there,
exactly.
Check it out.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Maui Jims. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha outboard. offer. Showtime is the best time to buy your next boat, and Inland Boat Center is ready to put you into the right boat today. They've been around 37 years and have something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Defiance. If you purchase a boat during Showtime, there will be factory incentives. In fact, all new Defiance boats are eligible for a free electronics package, as well as special financing towards the purchase of any new Defiance, making those payments very affordable. Please see sales personnel for details. In addition, get special added time to your factory warranty on Yamaha outboards, plus Honda outboard incentives. So time to trade in that old boat at Inland Boat Center and get the Defiance boat you really want at a super show deal from Inland Boat Center, 681 San Jacinto in Paris. Check inlandboatcenter.com and come see them at the Fred Hall shows.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. If it's Shimano you're after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the largest selection in the show. Talica, Trinidad, Twin Power, Torium, Terramar, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and more. That's Shimano and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, the big winner of the brand new Maui Jims Keepa Hulus going to Dale in Hermosa Beach. Dale, you are going to love those Maui Jims. There's not a better pair of glasses to have on the water.
Indeed. And, of course, Eddie, Mark, Dante, thank you all so much. Great stuff. So never
so
enough
cool,
time
guys.
To talk about
no, it goes
paradise.
Fast.
Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, Van Warmer Resorts. Want to book a trip? How do we do it?
Yeah, thanks. Pete, Rick, thanks for having us here. If you want to book a trip, you can definitely go on our website at VanWarmerResorts.com, or you can give us a call at 877-777-TUNA, or on the Let's Talk Hookup website.
Yeah, for sure. You can link right to Van Warmer Resorts, or just see them at the show today. You'll be right there.
That's the best way. And save 10% on everything you book right at the show. Come and see us.
Come and see it today and tomorrow at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
301, not too far from Let's Talk Hookup.
Can't miss it. Right on the other side there. Can't miss it. As soon as you walk in the main door there, make a right, you'll see it right there. Hey, thanks, guys, for being here.
Great.
Thank you for listening today.
Awesome. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does. He's going celebrating the Michigan victory, you hope, tomorrow morning. He's here with Rosie and the gang from Cedro Sport Fishing. Going to be a great show, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll see you at the show in Del Mar today, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow morning on the Mighty 1090.